What's your opinion of the war?
I suppose you could look at it this way. The Indians were here first, and we kind of chased them or tried to chase them out. I don't think they would have really chased them out. They tried to make friends with them, and they probably tried to teach them things. So I think, as far as I was felt about it, they would have had a right to be here, but I think it was the matter of the government that they didn't get their money or something is what started the war, I suppose. So I think if it wouldn't have been for their money and stuff that they were supposed to be getting, maybe things would have been different. They might have grew up and farmed together next to each other, huh? But, well, Indians weren't really no farmers, but they probably would have, but they tried to teach them how.
You even had family members who tried to teach
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, sure, that Anton and that, that's kind of what he was involved in, try to show them how to raise corn and stuff like that.
Do you think it's a good idea to commemorate the events of the mid-1800s?
Yes, I think so. I often have, after since we started going with the family history and all that, I often wished we would have either started sooner or talked to more older people. But by the time we started, it was about 1976 or something, when we, what did we get started with that time? And by that time, all the old people were passed away or something like that. So we didn't really have anybody to rely on for answers, so we just had to go through all kinds of papers and stuff to find. We did have a lot of old papers and stuff that my grandparents and great-grandparents probably had in the old house, where the old house is still standing there, but they built a new one in 1939. Mm-hmm. But there was one box of old papers that we had up in the attic for many years that we finally dug up. And
what were they about?
Oh, all the different work he did, and he kept a list of all his bills and book, where he had all the money that he spent, like snuff and, oh, I don't know what else, every little bit, and money that I think he probably borrowed money to somebody else once in a while that he had written down. Sometimes it was just 10 cents or a quarter or something, but he had a little ledger, or what do you call it. It was only a small ledger, but it's pretty hard to read now already, but we could make out a lot of interesting things in there.
Mm-hmm.